Shakespeare's Greatest Monologues, Volume 1. Written by William Shakespeare. Narrated by Jean Marie Kuhn, Stephen Spencer, Jan Blixt, Paul Strolley, Rebecca Ward, Debo Balogun, Katie Lynn, Bob Tice, Glynis Giglio, Amir Abdullah, Sarah Nichols, Kevin Tice, Jean Moran, Belinda Bremner, and Ben Werling. The Chorus from Henry V. Shakespeare rarely used the form of direct address in his plays, and certainly never with such frequency or to greater effect than his employment of the chorus in Henry V. Opening each act, the chorus does not simply set the scene. She also introduces important themes, characters, and even establishes the mood for what is to come. Here, in the opening speech of the play, the chorus implores the audience to go on a journey of the imagination, even going so far as to acknowledge that the people she is addressing are in a theater, a wooden O, and that the members of the audience need to assist the acting company in creating the world of the play. It is performed by actor Jean Marie Kuhn.
Oh, for a muse of fire that would ascend the brightest heaven of invention. A kingdom for a stage, princes to act, and monarchs to behold the swelling scene. Then should the warlike Harry, like himself, assume the port of Mars, and at his heels, leashed in like hounds, should famine, sword, and fire crouch for employment. But pardon, and gentles all, the flat, unraised spirits that have dared on this unworthy scaffold to bring forth so great an object. Can this cockpit hold the vasty fields of France? Or may we cram within this wooden O the very casks that did affright the air at Agincourt? Oh, pardon, since a crooked figure may attest in little place a million, and let us ciphers to this great accompt on your imaginary forces work. Suppose within the girdle of these walls are now confined two mighty monarchies, whose high, upreared and abutting fronts the perilous narrow ocean parts asunder. Piece out our imperfections with your thoughts. Into a thousand parts divide one man, and make imaginary puissance. Think, when we talk of horses, that you see them printing their proud hoofs in the receiving earth. For 'tis your thought that now must deck our kings, carry them here and there, jumping o'er times, turning the accomplishment of many years into an hourglass. For the which supply, admit me, chorus, to this history, who prologue-like your humble patience pray, gently to hear, kindly to judge. Our play.
Hamlet from Hamlet. Long hailed as perhaps the greatest play in dramatic history, Hamlet tells the story of the beleaguered Prince Hamlet of Denmark. Upon his father's sudden death, Hamlet returns home to discover that Gertrude, his recently widowed mother, has married Claudius, his late father's brother, who now...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?